Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 13. Oops, damn it.
I just banged the mic.
Bumped this thing.
It's episode 13. Bang the mic.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, as you were just saying a second ago, this is the Baker's Dozen episode.
It's a Baker's Dozen. Yeah. I never understood. Is that really the Baker's? I've baked things. It's,
right.
They don't always come up 13s.
I don't understand. I think somebody said one time that it's supposed to be because if they screw one up, then they've got another one. But doesn't that logic kind of just endlessly circulate, you know? Like, well, what if they screwed two up? Should really be 14.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand that at all. They should just make however many they make.
Right. And then just, there's no actual
sack.
Yeah, there's no number. Yeah. You just say dozen, you get a random amount.
Right.
That's like the, when I was a kid, we used to go to toy stores and they would always have those, they called them grab bags. It was like $3 and you didn't know, it was in like a brown paper bag. KB Toys used to do this.
Really?
And, yeah. It was just random crap. It was like their overstock crap.
Yeah, I mean, anytime there's a grab, anytime they're not telling you what's in it, it means it's this stuff sucks so much that you don't want to know what's in it.
Yeah, and it, logically, if you abstract the idea to pretty much any other circumstance as an adult, you don't want it. Like, can you imagine if you went to Burger King and they were like, here it is, grab bag, $6, you don't know what's inside, and they just handed you a sack that was a little greasy on the outside. Like, you wouldn't want to take that.
Greasy, you know? Sack.
But, like, the only time it works is as a kid at a toy store.
Yeah.
Then you're fine with it. But
I'm excited about this mostly because I'm envisioning once we actually have this episode released that there'll be a picture of a greasy sack on the iPod. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah,
I think that's good.
I've been a little slack with those images lately because it's a lot because it's a crap load of work to
right.
Both.
I should probably help you with that.
Well, I mean, the problem with it is we talk about such abstract, ridiculous things. That a lot of times it requires like actually photoshopping random images together.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed your artwork for the grizzly bear.
Yes, in the eating xylophone. The xylophone. Oh, that's not right. And a lot of those images are copyrighted, I'm sure. You know, search Google Images and then start mashing things together.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
some bear photographer right now going. Rah! I mean, that's the sound he would make because of being so much time with the bears. It was great because we get feedback, obviously, and some of the feedback will occasionally, it'll be someone who has just started listening to the show and didn't send feedback back when, you know, episodes had just come out, and they send feedback about a joke that we made, you know, 6 or 7 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wrote, I just finished listening to episode something of the Stephen Baldwin podcast. Of the Stephen, exactly. There was a joke in like episode 2, I think, where I had said that it was silly to call this the Garrett Murray podcast because that's boasting, but it makes sense because mm-hmm. that's my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, yeah, what are you really going to call it? And I said, well, I could call it the Stephen Baldwin podcast because maybe that would generate things. And when someone wrote it at first, I was like, dude, this guy's really confused. Like, it's not, that's not us. And then I was like, oh. That was a hilarious
joke. I
think
you should call the Stephen Baldwin podcast.
Yeah.
But put Billy Baldwin a picture there so people are like, wait a minute.
Really confused, yeah.
Really confuse them.
See, now that guy who sent me that feedback, right now he's laughing his ass off because it's fresh. You know, it's like fresh in his mind.
Right. But it'll be like 2009 before he gets there. So.
Yeah. he's got a long way to go. Long way to go. Speaking of long way to go, it's episode 13.
I know.
I mean,
congratulations, us.
Yeah. I mean, what is going on? We don't have commitment to anything.
I know. I'm pretty surprised. We did skip a solid 6 months, I think.
Yeah, there was.
In the summer there that we were.
Yeah, there was.
But 13 episodes, that's pretty good. Yeah, normally we would commit to something, do 6 of them maybe.
Right.
And then mean to do another one for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then never do it again.
You know what I think it is, to be perfectly honest, and not to get all sentimental, but I think part of the reason is that we get active feedback. You know, like we're actually getting there's like a result from this.
Yeah, no, it is. I think it's easier for people to listen to as well, and it's a little more. It's more familiar. I mean, people watch a movie and it's 5 minutes long, and that's just 5 minutes of their life. But we have now impacted what? So that's 13 episodes. About.
It's
what,
like six and a half hours?
6 hours of someone's life.
God.
Times.
I'm sorry, everyone. I was just thinking about 6 hours. Can you imagine all at once what that must feel like?
I think that'd be great.
Oh, God.
You know,
make them go away.
We could fill someone's whole day.
Wow, that would be a great podcast episode, an 8-hour episode where we just, it's like we're there, you know?
We should just go to hospitals and play the podcast to like sick children and just sort of like be like, it's okay now.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh boy. Yeah.
You know?
That's a big, our podcast cures diseases.
It's child cancer. It's gone now. So when we do an episode, we put up the talking points sort of on a, not to expose the process.
We don't.
Whoa, the secrets.
Secrets.
So we type ideas into a sheet of notebook paper.
I
was trying to say.
Are you talking about a computer? Is that your metaphor for a computer?
I'm hallucinating right now. So we have these ideas out, you know, much, and then you read them, and we talk about them.
Right.
So, all right, so for the last 3 or 4 episodes now, there's been this one that you keep putting up there, which is Miss America pageant is cover-up for ? Now, you admit that you don't have an idea for that.
You keep bringing it back.
You keep forcing this idea on us.
I don't know. Yeah.
And literally, I think you came up with just that sentence.
Oh,
Miss
yeah.
America pageant is cover up for ? Yet you don't even have a theory, a bad idea for that.
No, I have nothing.
Let alone,
I even spent time trying to think of even bad things, like what could it be a cover up for?
Like, I don't even understand how that could be a cover up for something.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It's weird. Sometimes I write talking point ideas. I write them as if the only goal is to generate a sentence, and it doesn't matter if you can do anything with it. So it's like I write things. I mean, not to give away our secrets, but one of the other ones that's been on there for a long time is experiments that aren't necessary.
Right, and then I asked today, I was like, wait, what, like an example of one? You're like, I don't have one.
I have none. I have no examples. I don't even think I could think of one if pressed.
but I like that made the list, though.
Yeah, no, and I've brought that list. That's been on the list for 4 episodes now.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, clearly not. Now it can go off the list, though, but at least.
We've talked about it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, though it's better than me, my list is blank.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't come with any ideas. Yeah.
What was it that you said? I didn't even think to write down talking points. That's like it's like going to work. I didn't even think to put on pants today.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you do it every time, but today, didn't consider it.
Yeah, well, normally, you know, I got enough things floating around in my head.
Our brains are full of genius, so usually it doesn't. Well, the other thing is, you know, is we tend to write down a lot of talking points, and then we just, you know, we find ourselves 30 minutes later talking about stuff. We have no idea how we got there, and that's nothing to do with the talking points. So
that's why. But, yeah,
just note that I'm actively attempting to think of what the pageant could be a cover up for. Any words that
maybe
would answer
this should
that
be our first Garrett Murray podcast write in contest.
Oh,
What is the Miss America pageant a cover up for?
Yeah, I like that. And you know, it could be abstracted even to say like with the Miss Universe, so that it's not America specific. What is the pageant a cover up for? And whoever sends us the best thing will read it on the podcast.
Yeah, I shouldn't have called it a contest.
Yeah, that's an awesome prize.
Well, all right, we'll put their picture on the podcast.
Okay, if they send it to us. Well,
yeah, photoshopped with a bear.
Yes.
Bear.
Yes.
And what else? Yeah, and we'll say their name. And no, I'm not going to donate anything to charity. No, that's it. That's good enough.
Oh, yeah. Good thing it's not Miss World. Then think about donating to charity.
They have to think about problems.
Yeah, so send in your ideas. You can send it through the feedback button on the website, garrettmurray.net/podcast, or you can send it to podcast@garrettmurray.net. And I guess we'll give people like, you know, a week or two, and then we'll reveal the winner. It'll be like a huge... I think there'll be a lot of rioting. You know.
All right. Can I play?
No. Oh. Because, well, what if you played and I randomly picked yours and you were the winner? Then would we have to sit and go, Sean Morrison's the winner?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is what you can look forward to if you win, by the way. That's what it's going to sound like. And then you'll be like, yay.
For some reason, I just have to tell this story right now.
Okay.
I was actually walking over here last week to do the podcast, and there was this guy, and he was Italian, and there's like this sort of this Sopranos-esque kind of like Italian neighborhood, and it sounds racist, except if you actually went there, you'd just completely agree, because it's impossible to think anything else. And there was one guy, and he was just standing on the corner, alone, and there was no one on the street at all. He was just standing there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy from down the street goes, "What are you standing there for?" I'm like, "I'm just standing on the corner." Like, "Why? What are you doing?" "I'm on the corner." And that was it. That was the extent of their conversation. And the other one guy was seemed kind of as perplexed as I was.
Right.
And the guy was just hanging on the corner.
That's weird.
Yeah. And that's end story.
That's continue. Yeah, that is very strange. This is my neighborhood or just a your neighborhood?
In between, really.
Okay. Sort of weird. Yeah, that bothers me. When people are doing things but not doing things, I'm weirded out by that. I wouldn't have asked because I don't have those kind of...
Yeah, it was actually, the first question was, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And then the second question, "Standing in the corner."
Yeah, see, I would never just yell at some dude standing on the corner, "What are you doing?" Right. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I like that that's legitimately something to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, what I got to do with my night? I got to do the dishes, stand in the corner for 3 hours.
answer any questions that people have. Yeah, that's very strange. In a play, the Scottish play, as it were. Not that we're in a theater, so I guess you could say it, but it doesn't matter.
You can say Macbeth.
Yeah.
It's only in a theater, unless this is a theater.
You said it.
Well, you could say Macbeth.
Yeah, I don't know. But so
unless you're in a theater, then you'll die instantly.
Oh, okay. Now, what happens if someone's listening to this in a theater? Do they die?
They would die instantly.
Okay. So note that. It's too late now, but
whoops.
For anyone looking at the corpse, this is what happened. Macbeth.
I'm just kind of screwing people over.
People dying left and right.
Oh my God.
I love the endless line of corpses because every time someone picks up the iPod.
Well, if I saw a dead person wearing an iPod, I think the first thing I would do would be to, like, what are they listening to?
Ugh, and you die.
Yeah. It's like The Ring, but less interesting.
Yeah. It's the Shakespearean Ring. Past summer, in my neighborhood, they put in a Ralph's ice place in the corner, which they sell like ice cream and Italian ice and all this different stuff. The first couple of nights we went there, it was really great because they have, you know, 45 flavors. You get whatever you want. And my favorite Italian ice flavor is root beer.
Root beer. Interesting. Yeah, not a typical choice there.
Right.
It's an offbeat choice.
It's good. It's a little unique. I like it. So they have root beer and that's great. Except about a month into their business, they started like not having random flavors, but they have this board that they put up every day that says flavors in stock today.
Right.
And so it would always say root beer and I would always go, "One root beer, please." And then she'd go, nah, we ain't got that, like that. And I'd be like, "Well, it's on your board." And she goes, "Nah, we don't have it." And then I would say, I'm pointing at this, it's like the board is, like, if they didn't have the board, it's one thing. Because then it's like, oh, well, yeah, of course.
But does it clearly not change?
No, it changed every day. It was new handwriting. There were even things that were lined out.
Oh.
So like they were keeping stock. But what bothered me about it was not only did they not have that one, but then I'd ask for like a backup flavor. You know, I'd be like, "Oh, well, can I get watermelon?" "Nah, I ain't got it." But it's on the board. And like, but I don't understand. So then... cross it out. You should cross it out. That's it. You didn't cross it out. So, like, well, do you have it or you don't? And some of them are crossed. I just don't understand what the math was happening, but I was pretty sure they were running some sort of racket. Yeah, like, I don't know what was going on, but I felt very uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Somehow, every time you bought a root beer, one was laundering money in some
way. Yeah, I don't know what was happening. And the guys who own it, he just stands outside of it, like out in front where the line is, because it's an outside serve kind of thing, and he just stands there the whole night. He just stands looking at them. And occasionally he'll walk up and, like, you know, say hi to somebody. And occasionally if it's busy, he'll walk in and serve somebody. And so one time I got him and I said, "Can I get a root beer?" And he was like, "I do not have that flavor." And I said, "Well, you know, it's on your board." And he's like, "Yeah, but I don't have it." And I was like, "Well, could you cross it out?" And he was like, "Yeah, but then people won't order it." It's like, what does that even mean? Like, seriously, there's a racket going on here. I don't know what it is. What's happening.
I don't understand why the need to lie about that.
It's very strange. It's like the idea that if you cross it off, people like me entirely because I order backups and they're not, it's very, I don't understand. It's very confusing to me.
Yeah. It does not fit with your worldview.
Yeah.
Because I think you would like to have a system where everything was explicitly stated out with maybe even little progress bars as to how much
inventory
is left.
Right. Cause
so you could order your backup choices.
Exactly.
Accordingly, and not feel that you are being lied to
exactly
constantly. But this guy apparently doesn't care.
Yeah, it's it just definitely felt like he was pulling something on me. I didn't know what. And then I kind of as I walked away, I felt like checking my pockets. You know, I was like, wait, did something just happen? Like, I don't even know. Like
the whole thing is just a scam to get you to go up there.
Yeah,
like, and then like a midget comes by, steals your wallet. And
right?
Then,
did I pay without realizing it? Because he's like some sort of wordsmith. You know, he's like, no, I don't have it because you want it that I don't have it, and then all of a sudden I'm out $20 and I don't know why. Like my wallet's empty and I don't know. I felt very confused
and violated.
Yeah, I did. I definitely felt like something had happened to me.
Most embarrassing high school experience story. That seems to be where we're at here. I have an eighth grade. Does that kind of count, sort of?
No, but go on.
No, it's just completely absolutely invalid. Yeah. No. Well, because what happened was I used to wear these pants that had no zipper. They had pull strings on them. This is like the early to mid 90s, mind you.
Did you go to school in potato sacks? Like, I don't know, what is this?
I don't know. For some reason I wore these pants, and I mean, I was not very fashion conscious. Right. Back
Wait,
then.
Did they have a fly?
They may have had there was something about them that I didn't have to like. I don't think they had a fly. Okay. I think they were just drawstring pants.
Oh, okay. So that's not... I thought you meant they had, like, the cutout for the fly, but no zipper or button. So you just, like, were tying them together, hoping...
Constantly.
You know, like, things didn't just fall out.
No, there was no hole there.
Oh, okay. Anything. No hole. Go
no
on.
No hole. No pant hole. So, but there was a clear front and back to the pant. So...
It's good we got that. Make sure you tell everybody that it's...
Yeah, so, I go to gym, and then after gym was computer class, and so I'm sitting in computer class, and I just think, I'm like, man, something isn't right here. I'm like, oh no, I think I know what it is. And I look down, and my pants are on backwards. Like, literally, I've put my pants on backwards. No, if I'd had a belt, or if there was a zipper, obviously.
Right, you would have known, yeah.
Wouldn't have made this mistake, but it's clear, based, you know, that looking at me, that they're on backwards. So it's not like it's, you know, so it was an easy mistake, but, you know. So at the instant I noticed, somehow everyone else noticed.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, it wasn't like, as I was sitting down too, suddenly just someone looked at me like, hey, your pants on backwards? And
I'm hoping that was a teacher who said it that coldly. Are you an idiot?
Well, in seventh grade, a teacher made fun of my haircut. Made me get a haircut too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, middle school was a bad time. It was a bad scene.
Wow.
So then they're on backwards. And I'm like, well, the obvious thing you'd think of to do would be to go change
right in the bathroom. Yeah. Just
but I was afraid of going to the bathroom because you could only really go between periods, and it was like there would always be like someone smoking in there.
What?
who would like you know. I don't know. I would just
kids smoking in your bathrooms in eighth grade?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. That seems. Are you watching Grease?
Grease. And then, you know, and then the guy with the slick back hair and the switchblade would like threaten me.
No. The room has that 5 feet of smoke in the top, and the mirrors say like, you know, "fuck you" in lipstick for some unknown reason. Even in the men's
room. I was not. I didn't do well in school. I did well in school. That's probably the problem. But
yeah.
Anyway, I was somehow afraid of going to the bath. I did not like going to the bathroom. And so I went through like another two periods with my pants on backwards before the kids were just merciless about it. They were singing at the time. Everyone kept singing Crisscross.
Oh,
you know, the,
nice.
The little rappers.
Yeah.
There,
the backwards pants guys.
And so like all day. So finally I left, and mind you, the entire time having my pants on backwards, finally went to the bathroom where it was fine. Obviously, no grease experiences. And switched them. And then for the rest of the day, for days afterward, it was just merciless. People would just come up to me and start jumping up and down, singing Crisscross songs.
Nice.
And they never let me live that down.
Now I'm not going to either. Every day when you come over, every time you come over, I'm going to check to make sure your pants are on, right?
Yeah, and you'll have the crisscross song ready to go. Yeah. I don't even know. How did it go?
It was like, jump.
Right.
Yeah, crisscross will make you jump. Yeah, and then they had that whole period where they just go like, wiggity, 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 just for like a half an hour.
Nice.
Wow, it's, you know, that's just classic American, that's like really great music industry kind of lore. Is the idea. It's like, why don't we just take kids, put the pants on backwards, and we can say words people don't know. And then everyone's
like
wearing
the idea
pants
that you
backwards.
Think a guy who talks like he's from the 20s yeah. was the producer who made Crisscross happen. Yeah.
I got an idea for a band. Yeah. See? Exactly. Every music industry person like that is me. Hey, I got an idea. What do we sell this song to a girl named Britney Spears? I'm like, we're pigtails. And it's just, yeah. And there's a stock ticker in the background for some unknown reason.
Right. And there's, for some reason, also a guy with a little notepad in his hat, his press, yeah. and he's writing everything down.
What's that? What I hear? We got a new band called Crisscross. Can I get an interview with them? All right. Yeah.
That's... And then the Newsies do a two-hour musical.
Yeah, and they're just dancing left and right, and they're calling them papes. Why the hell do they call them papes?
I don't know.
Are you tired of dealing with wild badger attacks? We know how you feel. Last year, badgers brutally murdered over 40,000 innocent civilians, including women, children, and people without working legs. It's time to put a stop to this senseless violence. Hire the
Anti-Badger Death Squad!
Jesus, Bill, you look terrible. What happened?
Badgers! They came! They killed my babies!
You need to hire the Anti-Badger Death Squad.
Wait, are they anti the death of badgers, or...?
No, they kill them.
Oh, but the name Anti-Badger Death is...
Don't worry about the title, Bill. Worry about your dead babies.
If you're tired of badgers raping your wife and cutting up your babies, you need to hire the
Anti-Badger Death Squad.
We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Time to stop the badgers. We can help.
Anti-Badger Death Squad.
So when I got home tonight after work, I don't know what was going on with my apartment, but I turned on the kitchen faucet, and all of a sudden it was like it just exploded, like, and it sounded like a gun in my head. So I jumped back and screamed Jesus, and then like brown water shot out of the faucet.
Ooh, nice.
And I was like, oh, what in the? So I don't know what they did, but what's the funny part is that every single faucet in the house did this the first time I turned it on, including both the hot and the cold water taps independently.
Yeah.
So in the span of 5 minutes, I scared myself shitless five times.
Why did it scare you every time?
It just did, because I wasn't expecting, because I was like, oh, okay, oh, that wasn't good. And then I'd go into the bathroom and I'd turn the faucet on there.
Now, wait, and why were you just walking around the house turning on faucets?
Oh, you know, just to loosen them up.
That's what you do. You get home every night, you just turn on every faucet.
It just
faucet.
So happened that I washed my hands, and then I washed a glass or something like that, and then I just happened to use...
And then, every single time.
And then the shower as well, when I took a shower. And it was it just every single time it scared the bejesus out of me, yeah. And I just felt like ridiculous, because it was.
You know what's weird is that when they were doing construction in our apartment over the summer, we had that constant problem where they would like shut the water off while we were at work, and we wouldn't know. We'd get home, same thing, turn on the water. And you know the weird thing is like it is really scary for some unknown reason. It's so loud,
right?
And it's such a full sound, like. And we would turn on the water. I would turn on the water. It would do that. I'd get scared. I'd let it run. It would be fine for 30 seconds. Then it would do it again real quick.
Right.
Again, scare me. So I know how you feel. It's like...
Yeah, it's... Because you get so... I mean, the faucets of your home is probably one of the things you're the most comfortable with.
Right. They sound the same.
You know how long it takes for them to get hot.
Right.
You know, so then when they do something crazy, like, yeah. like scream devil noises at you.
Yeah. And then comes out.
Right. Which it's probably blood, let's be honest.
Blood or fecal matter, that's what I'm always scared of. I see it come out, I'm like, I don't know what these pipes are connected to.
They're just the shit pipe ended up being...
Yeah, just, oops, there's a reroute.
I don't think that's possible, but
I hope not.
Much more likely that it's blood.
Yeah.
It's the blood pipe. You know, when you, because when, yeah, when you have, you just let the blood out.
Very common, it's a very common pipe in modern homes, the blood pipe. It's where you hang your pig over and bleed it out.
Bleed it out. Yeah, you know, then the sluice floor, it just kind of lets it all out.
Awesome.
That would be the kind of thing in a horror movie. Someone would be like doing, a plumber would be doing like banging on a pipe and all of a sudden blood would squirt out. And you go, oh, God.
Yeah. Well, you lived in a basement one time and I lived in a basement one time. And I don't know about you, but I mean, like in the basement apartment I lived in, the bathroom was like 3 feet off the ground because they had to like make it higher than all the pipes that were coming down from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first got there, it kept like flooding the shower with like the waistline.
No.
Oh boy, that's not good. That's not good.
That's where you get clean.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. It was like, oh, I just remember the first time it happened. Luckily I wasn't in the shower. It was raining really hard outside, and I was about to get in the shower, like turn the water on to get hot. I walked away. I came back about to get in the shower, and I was like, what is that?
Oh,
and
God.
It was like human waste.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's not good at all.
No, it's not. It's the same thing as in my parents' house. There used to be a problem where the garbage disposal would feed into the dishwasher.
So you take your dishes out and they're full of gross
They would be covered in like dirty, chewed up food.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the exact same principle. Like, this is where I go to get clean.
Yeah.
And I'm doing anything but.
So, it's episode 13. Baker's Dozen episode.
It's the Baker's episode. Yeah. Take it out of the oven. It's done.
It is done. This is the episode for Bakers, about Bakers.
By Bakers.
Yes, we baked a cake during this episode.
We did.
And it looks pretty nice.
It's delicious.
Yeah, so stick around. Episode 14 is coming way sooner than would normally be because...
Actually, we're going to release episode 14 before episode 13.
Yeah, that would be weird. You'd be listening to this after we'd be telling you it's coming out before. That's like a time warp. That would send people back in time. That's our goal. It's time travel.
And yeah.
Yeah, so episode 14 coming soon. Thanks for listening and have a nice week.
Badgers, they came. They killed my babies.
More concerned about your babies. Something about that was very breezy. The biggest problem with you in that thing was that you were out of breath. Not the badgers murdered your babies. I can't get my breath here. Oh, no, the badgers killed my babies. All right, yes.
Just stop it for a second.